All right, let's get to it. A beautiful morning in Melbourne Town. We're getting ready for a great day of racing tomorrow at headquarters. It is Turnbull Stakes Day. And unbelievable scenes here at RSN 927 too, Whitey, because the spring ticket
is
getting involved.
Tomorrow.
Just give us a bit of a lowdown on that, can you?
Well, we'll get Michael Felgate in a little bit later to talk about it. But essentially, what we have done over the last couple of years on our digital channel, where we've had that sort of, you know, coverage live from the track, sort of uninterrupted coverage of Flemington. We'll have Sydney as well, but we'll have Dino on all throughout the course of the afternoon. Stephen Arnold's involved, Dr. Turf's involved.
Turfy!
Felgate's out there, Matt Stewart's out there with all the news. So, and we also, because we're where the action is, we'll get all the reaction from trainers, jockeys, all the news, tips, etc., etc. It's something that we've been working on for a few years, as I said, on the digital channel. So to be able to put it on the main channel tomorrow, I know the entire team is really excited about it.
Awesome stuff. Can't wait for more of that action on Spring Ticket.
It's like 10 until 6. It's like 8 hours.
Like wall to wall sort of stuff.
It's real.
Mega wall.
Rolling coverage.
Rolling coverage of Turnbull Stakes Day. All right, we're looking forward to that. Don't forget still to come on the program. Just by the way, Ray Warren's going to join us to preview the NRL Grand Final. Xavier Rathan-Mays from Melbourne United and John Aloisi, coach of Western United. The A-League season launched this week. But let's focus our attention on Flemington tomorrow for the Friday Form. The world's greatest form analyst is, of course, Dean Lester, who joins us again on a Friday morning. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, Daniel.
Are you excited about the spring ticket opportunities, Dino?
Oh, always, Daniel. It's about to go onto the main channel. We've done it for 2 or 3 years now, and really looking forward to tomorrow. Action aplenty from the track, and hopefully we find a few winners.
Is this the radio equivalent of the front bar being an online show and all of a sudden being right. Prime time on Channel 7?
Certainly is. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's a very good call.
Well, what about Turnbull Stakes Day, Dino? Is this sort of getting the juices flowing?
It is. Footy's finished. We're only 2 weeks from the Caulfield Cup. We've got horses getting ready towards the Derby. There's a golden ticket into the Melbourne Cup for Bart Cummings. We see the three-year-olds in the Edward Manifold and the Dane Hill Stakes. So, yeah, all the bases covered, really. It's a fantastic day.
It's an absolute cracker. Hopefully the weather's something like what we've got today. And Dino's great. We love Dino. He's the world's greatest form analyst. But we need our friends from the TAB to help us out with the market updates. And for the very first time in studio, we welcome it to officially be a part of the family. Jamie Rogers from the TAB. Welcome, Jamie.
Morning, guys. I am very excited to be in here. It's great so much better when you can actually sit in here and look at your faces other than down the line listening to voices.
Yeah, well, looking at our faces probably over the top a little bit, but you probably don't want to be doing that for too long, Jamie. It'll hurt your eyes. But it is great to have you a part of the team. We can't wait to be spending lots of Friday mornings with you through the journey.
Lots of Friday mornings. And I think as well, boys, when I come in during the week,
What?
I'm going to be living in Melbourne. I may as well just drive in here and sit in the studio for my 8:05 crosses. Yeah. I mean, you might not want me in here, but too bad.
We'll want you. That's great news. Great to have you part of the Friday Form
now,
with us.
Now, before we get into it,
yes,
I've got a question for Jamie. Oh. How many times have you swum since you swum?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, I've been getting asked that a lot. This. I have not touched the water since.
Just for those playing at home, where did you swim?
Well, Jamie can tell.
Oh, but that's probably true too. Jamie, where did you swim?
I could fill in the information. I just swam the English Channel. So it was a 12.5-hour swim from the UK over to France. And do you know what's interesting as well? We had to do so much cold water training. So I didn't have a hot shower all year. We had ice baths, swimming in the cold ocean. Since that swim, I cannot face cold showers, or I haven't touched cold water. I haven't been in the water. It's very different, the mindset. The second you're done, you think, okay, I've made it. Now I can go back to living a normal life.
So are you going to do another one?
I will do another one. I'm just working it out at the moment. But I definitely not another English Channel, but it will be another swim.
Well, now you're living in Melbourne, maybe swim to Tasmania or something like that.
Do you know how many people say, well, now that you're living in Melbourne, you'll have heaps of cold water training.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's someone else here that swims in the bay on a regular basis? Matt Stewart.
Yes, he told me.
Oh, he Melton. He would have told you.
He told me I can come and do some laps with him at Melton. So I'll have a swimming pal. Swimming pal.
Yeah.
On a Mentone. Oh, sorry, Mentone.
Yes.
Not a lot of swimming in Melton.
No.
Going on. It's only the bay. Anyway. But I would avoid Matty. Just in most facets of life.
I need a swimming friend. So anyone that wants to come and swim with me, let me know.
Can I ask you why you did that?
Well, first of all, why not?
Well,
I
was, yeah,
you know,
no,
what? You have one life, yes. So you may as well go and live it to the fullest. Do stuff that you look back on and think, wow, that was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
And I also did it because I was raising money for a charity called Gotcha for Life. It's a mental health charity. And
Gussie.
I ended up, yes, Gus Wallen.
Yeah.
So I raised the money for him, $75,000 for his charity, Gotcha for Life. So that was also a motivation behind it.
Well done to you. You're a machine, you are. And that's the sort of excellence we require around here on The Breakfast Club. So you'll fit in fine.
What do you reckon's better, walking to Sorrento or swimming
in
the
channel? I knew this was going to get me.
How long did it take you to walk to Sorrento?
24 hours. But,
how long did it take you to swim across the channel?
12 and a half. So I'm going to say the walk.
Weak as water you are, Rogers.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need to lose my game.
That's right.
Right, oh. Okay. So we've worked out the hierarchy very, very quickly around these parts. What we'll do, now for first-time players, Jamie, you're officially a first-time player on the Friday form. We have a look at the next Metropolitan meeting, the big Metropolitan meeting on a Saturday. Tomorrow it is at headquarters. It's a great day of racing as well. We'll have a look at the quality leagues, give you a chance to sharpen your pencil. Dino's going to give us some value selections with the Ramaruffi and the world-famous Formula Bet, which you can register for at the website rsn.net.au, and Dino invests on your behalf in a little all-up, or two-leg all-up, which is what we go through. And if anything else sort of sneaks along the way, we can have a chat about that. But the first leg tomorrow, as you get your pencils sharpened, is the Lexus Bart Cummings at headquarters on Turnbull Stakes Day. It is, as Dino said, a magic ticket, a golden ticket through to the Melbourne Cup. Group 3 affair, $750,000 up for grabs, and there are 15 going around. Dino, and number 10 at this stage for the Mayor Eustace camp with Craig Williams in the saddle, Interpretation is favourite at the tab at 460. And my understanding is there was a big bet on Interpretation to win the Melbourne Cup yesterday as well at the tab. Is Interpretation in your numbers, Dino?
He's the top number, Daniel. I best betted him 3 weeks ago and just a run too soon. And it was soft ground. I think the dry ground is where we'll see him at his best. And he really needs this to get into the Melbourne Cup. And I've got the feeling that he can do it. So, no, I think he's certainly the starting point. Craig Williams to ride. Good draw. I think he is the one to beat. Giving good chances, though, to numbers 8, Luna Flair. I think getting away from Caulfield's a big key to her. She's running well, but just doesn't get around that home turn at Caulfield and really hits the line well. She gets to Flemington. I think she's well suited. She can run well. Mooney Valley Cup winner last year. She's virtually already in the Melbourne Cup, but this wouldn't hurt to win this race. $750,000 on offer as well. Darshan Sweet Jr., number 4. Adelaide Cup winner. He's had the two runs back. I thought he was really tough at Caulfield. Battled on well. A lot of these horses come through the naturalism stakes and contest this race, and he's right in the mix. 7 Midnight Blue was in that race. Was back in the worst ground. Battling on okay. I think the drier ground, the longer trip, in his favour. Bit of a D-Day for him. And High Emotion was just a magnificent ride by Harry Coffey to blend into the race and win here 3 weeks ago. If he can get that similar run from a wide draw, she's a chance as well. But I'm pretty happy to be with Interpretation, Daniel, and we'll take a few numbers around it, but he's clearly the top tip.
All right, number 10, Interpretation, Dino's on-top selection favourite at the tab at this stage. Jamie, any changes to that?
Absolutely no changes to that. I'm glad to hear that High Emotion was in Dino's numbers, because that was a horse for me that the stable sounded very confident about her, and at that $10 price, it's also seen some support as well.
All right. What about the other movers in the market? Anything else popping up in the market there at the tap?
Nothing at this stage. It is all about that favourite in Interpretation. He did mention that big bet heading into the Melbourne Cup, and at that $4.60 price, that is the best backed runner.
Was that 20 grand at 26 bucks?
Yes, that's right.
That's $520,000, Adam.
It's very good.
I'd like to take that home one day. That'd be nice. Righto, so that is the assessment of the first leg of the quaddy, the Lexus Bart Cummings, a golden ticket through to the Melbourne Cup for the winner, if they're not already there, as Dino was talking about. Adam, you are in charge of recapping the numbers, as they are told to us by the great Dean Lester. Can you please help us out with the first leg of the quaddy tomorrow?
I think they were told as...
No. Not I think they were told as...
I'm very confident.
You need to come in with authority.
I'm very confident. 10, 8, 4, 7 and 9.
Dino, can we just clarify that they are correct?
That is correct.
All right, good start. Good start from Whitey. Not I think. I'm very confident this is what happened, Adam.
Okay.
Race number 7 is the feature event of the card, the Tab Turnbull Stakes, $1 million up for grabs. It is a Group 1 affair over the 2,000 metres, and we've got some very, very high-class horse flesh going around tomorrow, Dino, as expected, in a full field of 16. And if we go down to number 12, again for the Mayor Eustace camp, with this time Jay Carr in the saddle. Gold Trip is the favourite, third up this campaign, and $3.80 at the tab.
And a very good chance too, Daniel. It's a good race. I think Inspirational Girl's ready to fire. She ran well at Moonee Valley, I thought. It was a bit of a sprint home, and Mr. Brightside was too sharp for her there. But I thought she ran well, and I think getting onto the bigger track will really suit. And I think she's a great chance in this, and then going onto the Caulfield Cup in a couple of weeks. So she's got a fire tomorrow, and I think she can. The dangers, there's been one expected odds here, and I think understandably so, is number 16, Surefire. His form is okay, but it's all on wet ground, and his best form when he was racing in the Northern Hemisphere was definitely on the dry ground. So I think getting to a dry track tomorrow, he's right in the race here, Surefire. Number 12, Gold Trip. He's the best weighted horse in the race with a 113 rating, which is equal top, but because he hasn't won for a while, under the set weights and penalties of this race, not weight for age like we've been seeing for the feature races. He's just on the limit weight, so he's incredibly well weighted and he can run well. Best horse in the race is number 2, Jewess. I haven't really liked the start of her preparation, that she had a problem in Sydney, came to Melbourne, went back to Sydney, now she's in Melbourne. For two runs, she's done a lot of travelling, but she's third up last prep. She won the Australian Cup. I would say that she was going better last autumn than what we've seen so far, but she's too good to ignore. And 10, Allegron, who is just an underrated horse. He ran second in the Derby here, ran second in the Derby in Sydney, won the St. Ledger. It was good winning last start. I think you'll get a great run with D. Oliver aboard. He's a little bit over the odds, but I'm going with Inspirational Girl.
Right, number 8, Inspirational Girl, second up for Denny O'Brien, is Dino's On Top selection. What's the market saying? What are the movers there at tab.com.au, please, Jamie?
Well, the favourite is Gold Trip at that $3.60 price. And I almost jumped out of my chair when I saw Dean had Inspirational Girl on top, because that's who I also had. And I was going to actually ask Dean if he thought Inspirational Girl was over the odds at that $14 price and is 4 from 4 second up. So I definitely agree with you, Dean, that she's going to be ready to fire. And at this stage, hasn't actually seen too much money at that $14 price. So the favourite, $3.60. Another runner that has seen some support is Jewess at that $4.60 price.
All right, so a bit of a push there again for Inspirational Girl, number 8.
One thing's for certain, it won't stay at that price now, will it?
I wouldn't have thought so. I wouldn't have thought so. Dino has been known to move the needle when it comes to markets there at tab.com.au. Whitey, can you please recap the numbers for the Tab Turnbull Stakes tomorrow, race number 7, the second leg of the quaddie?
8, 16, 12, 2 and 10.
Much more authoritative. Hold on. That's the sort of stuff we're after. Back yourself in, brother.
Respectful.
Yep. Nice. Race number 8, the Gilguy Stakes over the 1,200 metres down the fabulous straight 6 there at headquarters. $300,000 Group 2 event for the 3-year-olds and up. Set weights and penalties, Dino, going for this race. There are 13 going around. You've got to go all the way down to the bottom, Dino, to find the favourite in the markets at tab.com.au. In a very open market, it seems, because in the paper, Swat's That for Mayor Eustace with Benny Mellum in the saddle is $5.50 at the tab. How do we play this one?
With great difficulty, Daniel. This is a very even race. I'm going to go with the Newmarket winner from earlier in the year in Rockin' Horse. She was very good last start. She ran well at Moonee Valley. She's run well again at Flemington. She likes the straight. I think she's well suited. I'm going to go with her to beat number 8. Ethelric comes through the Nature Strip race at Randwick last start. So very strong form line, I think, has to be regarded. 13, Swat's That. She's running well. She just got in an awkward spot last start. Hit the line well. It's a long time between wins, but this is a great chance for her. 3, The Astrologist, will be fitter for that first up run. Craig Williams aboard's a plus. And number 2, Baller, who did a good job to win down the straight last time out and has got a chance again. Very even race. Not much would surprise here, Daniel, but I'm going to lean towards Rockin' Horse.
I remember when we spoke to Mike Moroney on the early mail, Whitey, prior to Rockin' Horse's first start this campaign down the straight, and he thought Rockin' Horse was an absolute ridiculous 18 bucks, I think it might have been at the time.
I remember that, yep.
And it finished second, so I imagine the confidence in the stable would be high. What are they doing at the tab, Jamie, for the Gilguy Stakes?
Well, it is a tough race, and the market does suggest that, and the money does as well. So Swats, that, as you mentioned, is that $5.50 favourite. But at this stage, it's sort of seeing support a dabble kind of everywhere. So the favourite has seen a little bit, but also Private Eye at that $8.50 price, and as well as Baller, number two, at $9.50. But there hasn't been a huge amount of interest in this race just yet.
Righto, okay. So work to do for the Gilgai Stakes, the third leg of the quaddie tomorrow at headquarters. Whitey, can you please recap Dino's numbers for the punters at home?
For the third leg of the quaddie, the numbers are 6, 8, 13, 3 and 2.
6, 8, 13, 3 and 2 are your numbers for the third leg of the quaddie tomorrow. We need to get to a break because three legs is nice, but four legs is where the cash is at, Jamie. You know that better than anyone.
Absolutely.
And we've got to come back and find out that last leg and to get all the numbers for Dino's World Famous Quaddie on a Friday form here on The Breakfast Club. We'll also give you some value with a Ramarafi just around the corner. And Dino's World Famous Formula Bet, which of course you can and should register for at the website, rsn.net.au, and the competitions page, where Dino invests on your behalf. It's the greatest system on the planet as far as we're concerned. We'll continue the discussion of Turnbull Stakes racing action on RSN 927 after the break on the Friday form.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do?
Where was she to go? She was
on her family. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door.
She was there to sell makeup. But the father saw. Did you know that?
She had style, she had flash.
She was there.
That's how she became the nanny.
Like Alice, sort of, from the Brady Bunch. She was the housemaid. Alice was a very, very good housemaid. Housekeeper. Fran Drescher was not the housemaid, but she was the nanny. She was very, very famous in the TV sitcom of the 1990s, do you know, The Nanny? Did you know that?
Mr. Sheffield, yes.
Mr. Sheffield, yes. Correct. Do you think he knew what was walking into the house when he opened the door that day, Mr. Sheffield? Do you think he really took on the full toll of what was going to happen?
No, I don't think so. No, he was too busy writing his plays.
Well, he was... He was a very busy man because he was on Days of Our Lives.
He was on Days of Our Lives, yeah, absolutely.
Right. At the same time.
I think he was.
Yes, same time.
What was his character in Days of Our Lives? Who was he?
He was married to the psychiatrist.
Marlena?
Marlena.
Jamie's looking at that stupid going, what are you guys on about? Do you know Days of Our Lives?
No,
you Days of Our Lives?
No idea about Days of Our Lives.
Really?
The Nanny, I know the show, but I've never watched it.
Righto.
The Nanny, however, I have watched that plenty of times.
Do you think that's her real voice?
It is.
It is.
I've listened to interviews with her, and that is her real
voice. That's
a
real problem.
They could wear thin pretty quick.
Yes.
Fran Drescher is having a birthday today, Jamie, as our brand new member of the team. You get to go first and have a guess as to how old Fran Drescher actually is today. What do you reckon?
I do need to put in a caveat that I actually feel like I'm actually going to cheat because the show, The Nanny, was on the other day when I was in my hotel room. And so I sat there just Googling what they were all up to these days.
What?
Randomly. So I actually know how old she is.
Right, well, you go last then.
Yeah.
Whitey, Whitey, how old is Fran Drescher?
68.
68. But Dino?
64.
64. Jamie?
Yeah, 64.
Ah.
64, turning 65.
Today.
Yeah.
Let's make it 65.
65.
Spot on. Spot on. Jamie Rogers comes in and goes, bang. 65 today for Fran Drescher. Well done.
That was
well
beginner's done. Luck.
That timing's
all in the window.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're all in the window, Dino, which very rarely happens on a Friday morning. But congratulations to all. Well done, Jamie. Straight in and top of the pops for the birthday bulletin. And I just need some confirmation from you two as well. Just a little sidebar. Coolio, Gangster's Paradise. Classic, Dino? We're talking classic?
Top of its genre. Daniel, if you like that genre.
There we go.
Not Jamie?
I think we all...
I didn't say I didn't like it.
It's not classic.
It's the leader of its field.
Well, I think what we're seeing here...
Look at
the arms are out from Rogers.
Yep.
She's living the
One
dream.
One of my all-time favourites.
There we go.
Love
See?
This song.
Because it's a classic.
Is it a classic?
Yeah. I'm putting
yes.
it up there.
It's a yes from Dino,
yep.
And it's a yes from Rogers. Arms out, yes.
Yep.
Which we don't see often around these parts.
No.
Well done. All right. That is confirmation that Coolio is welcome anytime on RSN 927. And thoughts and prayers, of course, to the family.
Of course.
Of course. Race number 9 is the last leg of the quaddie. We need to get back to that for the punters who are looking to try and get the last leg to take the ticket to the window and say, can you give us all the cash, please? And it is the ABC Bullion Superimposed Stakes. What a horse Superimposed was. 1,800-metre affair, Dino. A field of 14 because Number 10, Roz Namla, has been scratched for the Besutton Young Yard, which gives us 14 going around. And the favourite is number 4, Art Zeno, for the Price Kent Junior Yard. And there's a bit of positive feedback for this horse for Mick Price after its last start win. Dino, is Art Zeno in your numbers?
Yeah, he's the top number, Daniel. I think he's a very good horse. He'll need to be. He'll get back in this race and have to wind up and probably just be too strong for them. But good chance he is. And yeah, he looks a really stylish type towards a derby. And these horses at the moment aren't that well known, but in 4 weeks' time, one of them could be right at the top, having won the derby. And he's a really likely type. I do like the Chris Waller horse in the race, Kapakiri, number 9. I thought he ran well in the Derby trial at Flemington recently. I think he'll run well. Mr. Maestro was the winner of that race. He's having a really good preparation, just building up gradually for Andrew Forsman. And 11 Cadazio, he's the other Mick Price, Michael Kent Jr. horse, that is on a really good Derby path. That debut win at Geelong was outstanding. Probably never got really in the right spot last time out in a very good race. I think this is a much more suitable affair. So they're the top four. Looking forward to seeing which ones stand up. And I think Art Zeno might be the one.
Art Zeno might be the one. The on-top selection for Dino, also favourite at tab.com.au. What's happening in that market, please, Jamie?
And that is where the support is with that favourite, Art Zeno, at $4.40. Also a little bit for Mr. Maestro at $4.80 and Major Beal at $7.
All right, that is the update for race number 9, the last leg of the quaddy tomorrow at headquarters, and what's going to be a fabulous day of racing. Whitey, can you recap the numbers, please?
Just the 4 in the last leg of the quaddy, those numbers being 4, 9, 1 and 11.
Now, you're not going to believe this. Jamie, we have some our poor old punters on a Friday morning. They just, things just get to them. Things just happen to them very, very quickly, and they miss numbers. And this is what sort of happens, the feedback from them. Tommy in Port Douglas, who doesn't think Coolio is, Gangster's Paradise is a classic, so we're concerned about Tommy.
That's a problem.
I've missed the numbers. I'm busy eating my barramundi pie and dropped my knife and fork. Well, you don't have a knife and fork with your pie. We know that, Tommy. So B's had a bad morning. Gav the Greenskeeper says, sorry, guys, can I please have Dino's numbers again? I missed them as I was daydreaming, listening to Jamie and forgetting about who that other bloke with the fluffy hair was. Thank you, Gav, for that. Harv, can you get Whitey to repeat the quaddy numbers? I'm building an ark after such a wet winter and an even wetter spring coming. And I lost track of time, says John in Sale. That's a gag because Whitey doesn't think it's rained all winter, Jamie.
Hasn't been that wet.
Sorry, been a busy week with the Where's Isaac t-shirts and Where's Whitey's Dad USA Tour 5-year anniversary edition t-shirts. That's very funny.
That was a good one.
Flying off the shelves. Need the quaddy numbers, please. Tom, the t-shirt maker. And then this one says, can you please repeat the quaddy numbers, team? I was swimming the English Channel. Awesome work, Jamie. Welcome aboard. That's from Andrew in Listerfield. And this one's just come through. Can you please repeat the quaddy numbers? I was too busy withdrawing all my money from the APTN to put on the A Halves Blues this weekend. I always suggest you don't do that, by the way, just in case.
Gamble responsibly.
Don't ever do that. Please don't do that.
We've done that previously. not Daniel, but others may have just sort of got involved.
Please don't do that. That's not ideal. But anyway, they've missed the quaddy numbers. Can you please repeat them from the top?
There's a lot more, isn't there?
There's a few that have come in late that I haven't been able to get to.
Anyway, so let's go. First leg, 10, 8, 4, 7 and 9. Second leg, 8, 16, 12, 2 and 10. Third leg, 6, 8, 13, 3 and 2. And we'll come home with 4, 9, 1 and 11.
All right, they are your numbers on a Friday morning for Saturday's quaddy at Flemington tomorrow for Tab Turnbull Stakes Day. Gives you a chance to sharpen the pencils, of course. More refined conversation through the next 24 hours or so on RSN 927. Don't forget the panel tomorrow morning. Dino, the world-famous Formula Bet's going gangbusters at the website. People are registering willy-nilly at the moment, rsn.net.au. Who are you playing for today and what do you think?
Yeah, Mark Heaslip did exactly that, Daniel, from Briar Hill. And for Mark, we're having $40 the win. Race 2, number 7, Vizanari, $40 the win. Race 6, number 10, Interpretation, $40 on the all-up of the pair. Race 2, number 7, into race 6, number 10 for Mark Heaslip of Briar Hill.
Good luck to you, Mark. Nice part of the world there, Briar Hill. Race 2, number 7, into race 6, number 10. We've got a little number that comes to, Jamie, at tab.com.
$9.
$9.
$9 for the all-up.
Right,
pre-multiplier.
Pre-multiplier. 1.02 is not much more. Race 2, number 7, into race 6, number 10 for Mark in Briar Hill. Remember, you can be a part of that at the website, rsn.net.au, and Dino can invest on your behalf. Time now for the world-famous Ramaruffy.
Ready to sting the bookies? This is Rammer's Ruffy for Australia's Most Wanted. The Kia EV6 and Kia Sportage. Cars of the year. See more at kia.com.au.
Yes, magnificent vehicle, Kia. The Stinger, all the whole range. They're magnificent people doing great things. And the Rammer Ruffy's going to make us some cash, I think, tomorrow. Dino, what do you got for us?
I agree, Daniel. It's been a bit of a slow start for the Rammer Ruffy since we've returned, but really like this one. A race for number 8, Exalita. I think back on the dry track tomorrow, she's been trialling really well before that first up run, and she still ran well, but that ground was too wet for her. I think you'll see the best of her tomorrow, and I think she's over the odds. Race 4, number 8, Exalita.
Race 4, number 8, Exalita is our Rammer Ruffy tomorrow. Jamie, what's the market saying, please?
$11 for that Ruffy. And I should actually mention, in that same race, number 13, Fortunate Kiss is actually, I got the best backed Ruffy of the program.
Yes.
And Fortunate Kiss is that runner. So $21 now into $9.50. So I know it's not that double figure Ruffy price, but that is the best backed long shot on the program.
Right, it's the best backed long shot, but it's not the Rammer Ruffy.
No.
Race 4, number 8, Exalita is $11. Mm-hmm. Was there a place market there for that one? What do you got for the place at $11? About $3.30, I suppose. I think it might be actually. Well, the Ruffy
$3.30.
The Ruffy punters need to know the value each way. $11 and $3.30 for race number 4, number 8, Exalita, the Rammer Ruffy in the Rose of Kingston Stakes over the 1,400 meters. That means. What have we got?
Six races,
race 2,
Daniel.
Number 4, and the 4 legs of the quaddie, Dina. You've covered 6 of the 9 before we've even started.
That's what we do.
We haven't got through breakfast yet, and we've got 6 of the 9 covered. What a system.
Dear.
Magnificent work. Magnificent work, Dina. Before I let you go and let you get back to your Friday morning shenanigans, what did you make of Robbie Williams? Being a Robbie Williams aficionado, what did you make of Robbie on Saturday at the grand final?
Outstanding. Obviously made the one error. Here's something off the new album.
But he
never want to hear that at
a
concert. He did make light of it, I know, and he did probably reduce it to just one verse, which was a luxury. Yeah. So, would have liked a little bit longer of Rock DJ, only the one verse there. Bit under there.
It was a bit of a medley type situation,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It was a medley, but it was very good. And, finishing with Delta was outstanding.
Yep, hard to argue with that. Jamie, did you make that nice afternoon of sporting action?
I absolutely loved loved every single second of it, but I'm a Sydney Swans supporter, so loved the start as in the entertainment, and then it was all downhill from there. But still, it's great to be out at the G and soaking up all the atmosphere. It was just a disappointing result.
My word.
I'm being troubled by something I said earlier. So I'm going to ask Dino and Jamie this.
About the pie?
Yes. If you had a choice, Jamie, to eat a pie, so you've got a pie, you have got a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat it with your hands or you could use a knife and fork and a plate scenario. What would you go with if you had a choice?
Well, I must admit, as you were reading it out, saying about having a pie with your knife and fork, I thought, does anyone actually do that? I ate it with my hands. Doesn't everyone?
You and I are going to get along real well, I reckon, Rogers.
So clearly you eat it with
your knife and
fork.
Yeah.
But why?
You're weird.
You're weird.
Because I want each portion to have its nice little bit of tomato sauce.
You don't even put the sauce on the pie, either.
Yeah, or do you lift the lid off of the pie?
No, I put the sauce next to the pie on the plate.
Oh, hang on.
What's on the side?
Time out.
Oh, and probably put it on top as well.
So you double dip.
We go through, the big 4-litre things of tomato sauce. We go through one of those a week.
It's because you're double dipping with your sauce.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bad, man.
He puts it on a lot of things.
I do put it on a lot of things.
Wow.
I really thought I would be in the majority. If you had a choice.
No.
No,
we're doing
it. Daniel's operation's the best with the sauce under the lid, sauce on top of the lid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a two-course meal.
That's good.
That's a
good system.
Well, we've worked out that a couple of things have really made my day. That Gangster's Paradise is, in fact, a classic. And that you cannot eat a pie with a knife and fork. That, things have made my day. What a way to start.
I'm not quite George Costanza eating a Mars bar with a knife.
Well, you're not far off.
Not far off, no.
You're the Australian equivalent.
Yeah.
Now, Whitey, are we alerting our listeners to the big news starting Monday?
Oh, well, yes. I didn't know where you were going there.
Yes.
That could have meant anything.
Could have meant anything. But would you like to announce to the audience what's happening as part of Monday on The Breakfast Club?
Yes, so as of Monday, we're almost getting like, you know how we had talking footy back in the day?
Yep.
We're going to have sort of talking racing where Dino's going to sit on the couch with us and go through all the big news from the weekend in the world of racing.
So Monday and Friday, Dino.
Yes.
How good's that going to be?
So it's about 7:30. We sort of haven't quite worked out exactly how it's all going to play out, whether we take talk back or text messages for Dean, but we're going to go through all the key stories, the key horses, how they went, where they're going to go next, all that sort of thing.
We're very excited about this, Dino.
Oh, I'm very excited too, Daniel.
I can tell you're over the moon.
No, I am. Why certain horses won, why certain horses lost, and beaten favourites and roughies winning, and all sorts of different aspects of how the races were run on the Saturday.
So outstanding stuff with Dino on the Breakfast Club. Friday to build up your weekend, Monday to recap it all. It's going to be great work.
And I think in all seriousness, we know that Dino does it through the races, particularly with the spring ticket this year and also with Correct Weight, but it's also a chance for our audience that may not have the opportunity to listen over the weekend, that when we get back to Monday, that we can get them involved and have some interaction to find
That's
some answers.
We're very excited about that. Dino, looking forward to your company on Monday. Of course, we'll hear you plenty more on RSN 927 across the weekend, of course, with the spring ticket going gangbusters tomorrow at Turnbull Stakes Day. Have a great day today.
Thanks, Daniel. Good luck on the weekend.
Thank you very much. We might need it. Dean Lester is, of course, the world's greatest form analyst. Now, you gave us, Jamie, the biggest roughy mover. Have you got the best bet of the day or the best backed runner for the day tomorrow?
I do, and it's actually now gotten into, it's quite short off the back of Spacewalk being scratched, but it's Giga Kick in race 5, number 3, now at $1.95 and unbeaten. So it's not surprised to see that he is so short, but he is the best backed runner of the entire day.
Rightio, so race 5, number 3, which means now we've got 7 of the 9 races covered already as part of the Friday form. So
what a great way to start a Friday heading into the weekend.
Basically, the day's done. We can go and just chill out now because the work's been done, Jamie.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, great to have you part of the team. Can't wait to spend more time with you. Thanks for being a part of it.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. I'm really looking forward to it.
That's fantastic. Can I get the final word on the pie? I think it goes to Wise. Family pie acceptable with a knife and fork.